Hi, folks. Chalky Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. Now, opening arguments have been completed, and even though it's technically day one of the trial, basically, the trial is over. Not really, not in reality. The trial's going to continue. They're going to have, you know, all of the evidence presented, then the defense is going to get a chance to defend itself, and then there's cross-examinations and all sorts of fun, typical trial stuff. However, we've learned from the science of jury selection that basically the jury has already made up their mind. This goes back to a gentleman named Fred Strodbeck. He lived between 1919 and 2005. He was a sociologist, and he specialized in the science of small groups, just like juries. And, you know, he wanted to study things like how do small groups choose a leader? What is their behavior? How do different personality types affect small groups? All the way down the line. And now, regularly, people use his pioneering work in the legal profession. They have consultants that get involved with jury selection because it's so important. Obviously, at the end of the day, the jury's the one that decides what's going to happen in any given case. So, in the case of Donnie Dump, he's got a lot going against him. Number one, he has overwhelming evidence. That's a big deal. Also, juries tend to dislike him immensely because he is perfectly hateable. He doesn't stand for the jury, and there's only two people, well, one person and one group that you stand for in a criminal trial, and that is the judge and the jury. And that's a way for the legal system to indicate how important juries are. You know, and on a practical level, they're taking time out of their lives. It's a hardship for a lot of them. It's not easy to be a juror. And the weight of someone's freedom is a very stressful thing. So we acknowledge that by standing for the jury. And Dump doesn't do it. He refuses to stand. So he's just dumb, as I've said many times. He's really a stupid man. And part of his stupidity is not understanding it's a bad idea to be offensive to the people who hold your future in their hands. And in his case, his future freedom, right? So he could lose it all. He could go to jail based on what these people decide. And what they found in the past is that after opening arguments, the jury tends to decide right then and there who's guilty or not guilty. And basically, if you take a vote today and then compare it to the final vote that the jury makes, it's almost always exactly the same. So the trial's over. We're just waiting for the details. So, you know, we'll see what happens moving forward. We've got a contempt hearing coming up, and that's going to be really interesting. That's another area where the judge could decide to put Dump in jail up to 30 days for so many contempt violations. But we'll just have to wait and see how that transpires. So that's it for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.